The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 553.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.
Hey, it's Dana Wild, and welcome to the show. Hey, I got a cool free gift for you today because I haven't been talking about this much, and so I want you to know about it. If you go to danawild.com/toolkit, danawild.com/toolkit, you will get access to a full course for free, and it's all about discovering and shifting your limiting money beliefs. I give you actually 7 techniques in it that you can use to shift your limiting money beliefs. I'm pretty happy to be able to offer it for free, so I do hope you get a chance to check it out. And since we're on the topic of limiting beliefs, let's talk about that a little bit today. I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and they were wondering if they were going to be able to build their business. You know, most of us, we have that experience at some time or another where we're like, am I really going to be successful? Like, is it really possible for me to do this and be successful and make a living and make a consistent living and reach my dreams and all of those things? You know, it's not uncommon to have self-doubt. And the short answer when I was talking to this person is, well, if you believe you can do it, you can do it. And I don't mean that to sound flippant, but that's really the truth. And that's the truth for any of us, whatever we want. If we believe we can do it, we can do it. And so how do you do that? Like, how do you really have that belief in yourself? How do you go from that feeling of self-doubt to that feeling of believing in yourself, really believing in yourself? Because most of us, we don't get out of bed in the morning just brimming with self-confidence and belief. And so how do we consistently get there on a day-to-day basis? So let's start with hope. Because if you think about the emotional scale, belief is a pretty strong feeling on the emotional scale. Really believing in yourself is a strong feeling, but not quite so strong is the feeling of hope. So what if you could really consistently start to work that hope muscle and feel more consistent in the feeling of hope? Now, it's nice if you could use the word hope and just be like, I hope I start to feel more confident. I hope I start to feel more believing. I hope I figure this out. It'd be nice to figure this out. But if you can't use the word hope, like if hope doesn't strike a chord with you, there's so many different ways to talk about that feeling of hope without using the word hope. And we were playing this game on a Train Your Brain U call the other day. I have a membership program called Train Your Brain U, like the university, and you can check it out over at trainyourbrainu.com. And we were talking, because we do 2 live calls a month, about this word, hope, and other words that feel like it. And so think about all the different ways you can talk about hope. You could say to yourself, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice if I could do this? It would sure be nice. I like the idea. I like the idea of building my business. It'd be nice if I could build my business. I like the idea of feeling good about this. I like the idea of building my business and working less and making more. It seems like it would be such a good idea. Other people have figured this out. I'd like to figure this out. I have a desire to figure this out. I like the idea of figuring this out. What if I could figure this out? Wouldn't it be nice? It would be so nice. It'd be so nice if I could do this. I love the idea of doing this. Like so many different ways. And one of my favorite ways is using the word possible. Because if your brain can think it's possible, if it's at all possible, it is possible. Is it possible? Could this possibly happen? Could this possibly happen? Is there a chance that this could happen? Is there a chance that I could build my business? Is it possible that it could possibly happen? Right? Think of all of those phrases that feel like hope and sound like hope. Because when you can get the hope muscle going, and I'm not talking for even very long, we can even do it a little bit here on the show today. But if you get that hope muscle going for a little while and you say enough hope sentences, you won't be able to stop yourself from moving into belief. Your brain will automatically want to go to that feeling of belief. It'll want to shift you there. And so how do you get to belief? How do you believe in yourself? How do you start to have less self-doubt? How do you get there more and more? And the way you get there is by staying in hope more often. And use all those words that are applicable to hope. I hope this works. I hope I make money. I hope I can quit my day job. It is possible. Other people have done it. I hope I figure it out. I like the idea of figuring it out. Is it possible? I wonder what it would feel like. I love the idea of this working. What would it be like? Wouldn't it be nice if that happened? I wonder if it would work like that. The more you can stay in wonderment and questions and hope, pretty soon you start moving. I hope it works. It feels so good. I love this idea. Other people have figured it out. Man, I love the idea of doing this. Wouldn't it be nice? I can almost imagine it. Oh, I just love this idea. It would be so cool. I love this feeling of wishing and wondering. And maybe it's possible. It could be possible. It's been impossible for other people. Maybe it's possible for me. I love the idea that it's possible. I mean, why not? Why wouldn't it? Why couldn't it work? It could work. Maybe it could work. Oh, this might work. I love the idea that it could work. What if it did work? Wouldn't it be fun if it did work? Oh, my gosh, I'm starting to feel like it could work. This could really work. This could happen for me. I could build my business. Like, you will see that soon you will start to get that pace where you can help yourself but keep up. Now, one more thing about belief that I think you're really going to like here, and sometimes people think the opposite of self-doubt is confidence, and that is not true. The opposite of self-doubt is clarity. The more clear you get about what you want and why you want it, and you talk about it from that feeling place, the more you talk about the possibilities of what you want and why you want it and all the good things, all the good reasons, all the good feelings that come from it, the easier it is to have more and more clarity. And the more clear you feel, the easier it is to feel less self-doubt and to feel more believing. So have some fun with that. I know you're going to run with this starting right now. Make a list and share it. Come on over to the Train Your Brain Facebook group at danawild.com/Facebook group and give me your list of all the different words for hope. I'd love to hear what you come up with. I just love this idea. I love the idea of feeling more hope, more possibility, and more believing. Don't you? You totally got this. And we'll see you next time.
I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?